For this Wednesday, March 13th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. The Mount Vernon Police Department says they received a shots fired complaint from the Brittlebank Park wooded area during the early evening hours last night. Officers responded to the scene and checked the area. They used a canine in the process as well. The area was cleared and is now back open to the public. Tuesday, students at Mount Vernon High School got a chance to take part in virtual reality driving simulators. It's part of the International Save a Life Tour. The International Save a Life Tour is a safe driving program that provides hands-on virtual reality impaired and distracted driving simulators. The goal of the Save a Life Tour is to teach and demonstrate the potentially deadly consequences that impaired and distracted driving can result from poor choices and decisions made by a driver. Over 100 students at Mount Vernon High School got to take part. There were two simulations. One shows the dangers of texting while driving, and the other demonstrates drunk driving. Members of the Save a Life Tour and faculty at Mount Vernon High School say it's programs like these that can save a life before it's too late. Also last night, Mount Vernon High School held their Academics Honors Ceremony. This event recognizes not only the students, but some of the teachers. 10 seniors chose the teachers they thought stood out and inspired them. Officials say this is the 21st year of their Academic Honors Ceremony. Posey County Emergency Management posted on Facebook that this week is Severe Weather Preparedness Week. Yesterday morning, there was a statewide tornado drill. They remind the community that this is a great time to review personal weather safety plans for at home, work, school, on the road, and elsewhere. CenterPoint Energy is urging customers to review their payment options as the Indiana winter moratorium comes to an end March 15th. That would be this Friday. Now, earlier this month, the people of Evansville spoke out to members of the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission against CenterPoint Energy's proposed rate increase. Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry says she hopes CenterPoint listens to their customers' concerns and urges them not to raise their bills. Although the winter moratorium is ending, CenterPoint Energy said they have implemented programs to provide continued support to customers. The Evansville City Council discussed the recent hearing of CenterPoint Energy's proposal of increasing their rates. City Council members voted against the rate increase and say they have sent a letter to the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission. Switching to some sports news, last night was a pretty quiet evening in terms of local sports, but from the professional sports world. In the NBA, the Indiana Pacers picked up a road win at the Oklahoma City Thunder, 121-111. Miles Turner had 24 points lead Indiana. Tyrese Haliburton added 18 points and 12 assists, while Pascal Siakam chimed in with 18 points and 11 rebounds. The Pacers are now 37-29 of the season, and they moved up to 6th place in the Eastern Conference standings. They are just a game and a half out of 4th place. Indiana goes for a third straight win tonight at home against the Chicago Bulls, tip-off at 6:30. That wraps up your news and sports for this Wednesday, March 13th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.